Well, good afternoon, everyone. I have somebody that came my way, and I don't really know much about him, but I hope to get to know him in the short period of time that we have together. So, CJ, perhaps maybe you can tell me a little bit about where you're calling in from in the world, and tell us a little bit about your podcast, if you have one or if you're developing one.
My name is CJ. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I just recently moved to another city nearby, Kenosha. I don't have a podcast at the moment. This is actually like my first episode. Like, I've done a couple of them, but I haven't really published anything. I've kind of just been practicing.
Got it.
My profile is about motivational speaking. Like, that's what I plan to do. I have stuff that's going to inspire people and get them working towards the dream, because I believe everybody has some sort of dream or goal, and a lot of the time we kind of just put it on the back because we got other back burner because we got kids and we got school and work and we got a bunch of other things to do, and we don't really have time, or that's how we see it. But so
fantastic. Now, is this a motivational motivation? Is that something that you do for a living, or are you in a sales environment?
I've done sales before, like door-to-door sales and stuff, but motivation is something that's new to me. Within the past, I'd say about 4 months, I've kind of picked it up and realized that I kind of like love it. So it's something I'm trying to do for a career. You know, it's a hopeful, but at the moment, no, I'm not actually making any money off it or anything.
Well, that's all right. We all got to start somewhere.
Right.
I come from a sales background. I have been in real estate sales for 16, 17 years, a long, long time. Been through the ups and downs of the market, and over those years, I have certainly heard and taken advice from motivational speakers of all different shapes and sizes. So I do have a background in that, and I can tell you that if you carve out a niche and you have a good voice and the message resonates, there certainly is a business to be had there. But because it was certainly, like you said a minute ago, when you get bogged down with everyday life and children and mortgages and the stresses that you have with that, sometimes you tend to lose focus from the main path. And so trust me, that resonates.
Yes. I think it's something also anybody can use. Like, you know, like if you don't know about the power of thinking, like that's something that can really change your life.
I hear you. Now, could you mind sharing a little bit of maybe the resources or the educational materials that you've used to kind of shape your point of view on motivation?
I mostly like to watch Eric Thomas. Like, he's I believe like 13th in the world-ish. That could have been an old list, but I believe he's like the best. But I watch like all the main ones, you know, like Tony Robbins, like I said, Eric Thomas, Les Brown, Zig Ziglar's one, Napoleon Hill.
Oh man, you're talking about when you're talking about Zig, I mean, I think.
Oh, you know about him?
Oh, I actually heard him speak here in Los Angeles. That's where I happen to be. I've heard him talk. One of my best memories of seeing Zig talk is when he's doing the pump and he's sitting there. And I saw him when he was in his later years. I think he passed away, but I saw him in his later years. But this cat was, I think, in his late 80s, I want to say, and he was commanding the stage out in Anaheim, and he was at a pump or pretending he had a pump, and he was cranking on that thing, and you would have thought the man was 20 years old. So I certainly know. So I definitely know Zig. I've enjoyed it. Napoleon Hill, it's most certainly. I've read, again, you're in sales, you got to know Napoleon Hill. And then you talked a second ago a little bit about Tony Robbins. As a matter of fact, I've gone to my wife has gone to Tony Robbins. I have gone to Tony Robbins. There's a lot that I had to process at one point in time, and hearing what he had to say really helped out. I did walk on fire. I'm a fire walker, so trust me. I like I said, if you're in sales, you've encountered these personalities, and a lot of the times they do give you that shot of adrenaline you need to keep going, and they're a great resource for information.
So like the Tony Robbins thing, did you watch videos first and then kind of go see him, or you just kind of like heard about him and then you went to one of his shows?
Well, we were relatively young. We were in our early 20s, and my wife, as a matter of fact, got tickets to go see Tony Robbins. She was out in New York for for her own work for in her own career. And as a gift, she was given Tony Robbins tickets. So she went for, I think, 3 to 4 days at one of his presentations. And during the course of that, we were in this transition period. We were already married, but we were in this transition period. And she hadn't decided to tell me that she wanted to start having a family. Without going into a whole lot of background, we thought we were never going to have kids when we met. And during the course of time, things changed, but she hadn't told me about it. So she goes to Tony. One day she calls me from New York after this, she had done the presentation, and she says, "Hey, babe, you know what? I think I do. I want to have kids. And I know that's a big change of heart, but it's something that I need to discuss with you." And I'm here in LA, with, you know, and I'm like, okay, you got to hold up. You can get back home. We'll talk about it. And we did. It took about a year for me to like kind of get my mind around it, because I thought that we were never going to have kids. And now here she springs this on me. And I went to go see.
Listen, that's not like, you know, some people to like 18. No, that's a lifetime thing, you know?
Most certainly. Most certainly. So a year passes. I'm still vacillating on what it is that I want to do. And then Tony Robbins happens to be coming into the LA Convention Center. And I'm like, I'm going to check out this guy, because obviously he had an impact on my better half. And so I go, and more, you know, for me, I'm the kind of person that picks and chooses what the person has to say and what I can accommodate into my life. And there's some things that I can and there's some things that I can't.
Right. Don't just listen to everything somebody says, no matter how rich or famous or experienced they are, you know?
Most certainly. So I come out of that, and it was really a lot of exploring the relationship that I had with my father and some of the things that I didn't want to pass on, and also what my goals were going to be. And after a whole weekend of really doing a lot of self-reflection and walking through fire, we started talking, and sure enough, I mean, many years later, here we are. I'm a dad of two kids, and you know, still in real estate sales in a different capacity. So it worked out. But to answer your question, that is, that's how Tony Robbins had an impact in my life.
Right. He's actually coming to a town near me pretty soon, within the next couple of months. I believe like July or something like that.
Yeah, he's always traveling. I would certainly say check it out. It more than anything, just so that you have the time to reflect, you know, on your own, to take 3 to 4 days for you to just really be in that mindset. It's really powerful. We talked about this a second, so I won't reiterate too much, but you take what you can, and I think there's a lot of a la carte choices that you got to make. But certainly I would recommend that. And he's probably one of the best out there that I've come across.
Right. Yeah. Everybody's different, you know, like some advice for somebody isn't going to help them, but for somebody else, it could be life changing, you know?
Right. Exactly. So Napoleon Hill, I'm assuming that, you know, you've read, the biggie, the Think and Grow Rich and all that stuff. Is there anybody else that you're reading to or that you would recommend for?
I haven't actually read too much. I've mostly just been listening to audio tapes. Like, I find it easier because I can do it while I'm at work or while I'm doing anything, you know, it doesn't just like reading a book. So
no, I hear you.
Reading's never been my thing. So
no, I mean, like you, I'm typically moving around. I'm constantly doing something, or I'm on the road going to a listing appointment, going to a showing. And so having the audiobooks is very helpful.
Have you read books? Like, I'm kind of curious, because if you feel like it's made a difference compared to hearing, you know?
Well, I fall asleep reading. So for me, audiobooks are key, are huge. And I tend to gravitate towards biographies. Steve Jobs' biography, I think, is fantastic. I would certainly recommend you hearing that, because you talk about a mind that is driven. I mean, the guy was a jerk in a lot of ways, but he was also monumental. I think he's fantastic. There's also, I've read on Einstein, the guy that from I'm forgetting them right now. But trust me, I find biographies, I find the stories of other people that have been successful extremely interesting, and they give me a lot of insight versus books that are actually self-help. But that's just me.
Yeah, you know? I don't really prefer the book angle also, because like I like to hear them talk like free flowing way, because most of them, it's not scripted. They're kind of just, you know, talking from whatever comes up and, you know, just keep on going. So that's kind of like real. And I don't know, I believe that's more of the core of who they are.
Right. Exactly. You know, there's
stuff in the head. Go ahead.
You know, I mean, as I go through life, I find that, you know, that I, at certain points in life, I can understand where another man was coming from. And not saying that you can't get that from a biography of a female, but as a man going through life now, being in my 40s, I have enough like experience where if I read a biography from somebody who was impactful, that I can kind of recognize myself in his life, because I think we all share a lot of things in common. And so if I look at a guy like Lincoln, I read a biography on him or listened to a biography on him by Doris Kern Goodwin. They kind of took the script for Lincoln, the movie that Steven Spielberg made based on her book. But the guy, you know, Lincoln had a major breakdown halfway through his life, and then he went on to be the president.
He also lost his wife or something like that.
Exactly. Yes. There's also somebody that you wouldn't think of like impacting, but Lyndon Baines Johnson and what he went through during his presidency and the ups and downs of what he did. I think he's a really striking personality as a president that not a lot of people give a lot of credit to, but he really was impacting stuff like that. But again, I find myself finding that these men were flawed, deeply flawed in some cases, and it gives me a little bit of solace to know that that even with my flaws, I can still achieve great things. And that's something that I get from biographies that I sometimes don't get from self-help books.
Right. Like one of the main things, like a lot of people who study successful people basically say all the traits that it takes to be successful, you don't start with. That's things they made a decision to start building, you know, habits and whatever else.
Yeah, I mean, most certainly. What I've always told folks, and again, I was a real estate manager for a long time. So what I've told people is, listen, when you're talking to somebody who's a coach or a mentor, they all work, but you got to put in the work, right? A lot of people think, well, I'm going to get motivation and then that's going to drive me. No, you actually have to do the work every single day. And some of it is tedious. A lot of it is not fun. Sometimes you may not see results for a while. You know, you reap what you sow, and it, sometimes it takes a while for it to sow. But if you do the work, it pays off. Very, very seldom is it actual luck. A lot of the times you have planted the seeds, and it's and you got to have a focused mindset to get to it. And that I've seen a lot of successful real estate agents become successful that way, and I've seen a lot of other sales professionals become successful because they just have that moxie to do the grind. I mean, we're not that different in a lot of ways from, you know, our ancestors, you know, thousands of years ago. You got to do the work or you're starved.
That's one thing that pushes me. Like, I think about history and how hard they had it back then. And that gives me that extra boost, like, or just even today, like sometimes you'll be walking around and maybe your feet will hurt or your back will hurt. And you just think about, you know, there's somebody who's spent their whole life in a wheelchair and would put up with that pain all day just to be able to walk. So it's kind of like being grateful for what you have. And
most certainly. Listen, CJ, I have about a minute left. If somebody wants to find out about you online, do you have a Twitter? Do you have Instagram? Or are you still relatively new with that?
I'm still relatively new with it. I'm actually in the midst of getting a trademark. So once I get that patent started, I'm gonna, you know, open up a Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So, I mean, the only way they could really get a hold of me right now is on here.
Okay. Well, I will tell you one thing. You said when we first started that you were practicing and you were working on your craft. And A, I will tell you, keep on doing that. But I will tell you, just from hearing the way that you express yourself and the way that you talk on here, you're confident. You flow well. I think you're going to be doing fantastic. So I hope that we have another opportunity in the future to connect. You can find me online at Hugo's Post. I'm on Twitter on that, you can find me here. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for the conversation. I really appreciate it. Right back at you. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, have a nice day.